This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here on the DJV program, how do you do? Jennifer Horn's doing well. She's happy to tell you that. Victoria Keelan sounding great today. Kara Schillen is at it. The control room is full, buzzing with pictures and computers and buttons and colors and all that good stuff. So let's get into the excitement of the hour. We have a lot of food news and a focus, frankly, from my perspective, on summertime and what really happens in the summertime. One of the things that happens in the summertime is we enjoy a lot of great food. What do you have for food news, Jen Jen?
Well, this is a twofer. Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Let's get rid of the bad news so we can focus on the good news.
All right, we'll start with the bad news. So we're just around the corner from prime hot dog eating season. July 4th is when people do a lot of grilling, right, and celebrate with a nice Nathan's hot dog. It seems that processed meat has been a consistent mainstay as part of the American diet. There's this new study in the Journal of Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, which I read at your house, Doug. Really good publication. Love that you get that delivered. And it's revealed Americans are eating just as much processed meat as they did two decades ago. Now, we know that processed meat is linked with higher risks of obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and some cancers. But the study said that adults, U.S. adults, 20 years and older, have kept up their same meat consumption, their processed meat consumption, at the same amount that they did back in 1999, even though the information is still there. Now, processed meat is not only hot dogs, it's salami, it's pepperoni, it's prosciutto. Everybody likes prosciutto. And they say that the top processed meats consumed were lunch meat at 39%, sausage at 24%.
Hold on a second. What is lunch meat? What is that?
Deli meat.
Oh, what is
ham,
that?
Turkey,
chicken, ham, all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, all so right. That's the top, because that's the one that we consume most. Then sausage, hot dogs, and ham follow at 9%. Bacon at 5%. That surprises me because it seems like people put bacon on everything. So that's the bad news. Now, the good news, if you want a new place to consume, actually, I don't think they do the processed stuff, but Chick-fil-A has been named America's favorite restaurant based on customer satisfaction. This is the fourth year in a row that they topped the American Customer Satisfaction Index for limited service restaurant chains. This is based on 23,000 consumers who were surveyed. They scored an 86 out of 100, which is 1 point down from last year, according to Forbes. Now, for comparison, McDonald's got 69 points, Burger King got 76 points, KFC got 78, and Taco Bell scored 75. Now, for pizza places, Pizza Hut and Papa John's both scored 80, followed by Domino's and Little Caesars at 79 and 77, respectively.
Huh. And it's funny because just last week we talked about Chick-fil-A. The secret ingredient is
MSG. We gave it away.
Yeah. Right. So if you want some MSG in your food, Chick-fil-A is the only fast food chain that still
go
uses MSG.
Go to Chick-fil-A
MSG.
Or your local Chinese restaurant.
Exactly.
Apparently, well, Americans must like it because it's 4 years in a row it's been the favorite restaurant chain.
There's one over by Shoppers World here in Framingham, line outside all around. It's a traffic nightmare getting around it because people are always... Does anybody actually go into the restaurant to eat? Does everybody order
pick it up at the window? I've been maybe once or twice in the last couple of years, and it's always full. It's full outside. Yeah. It's full inside. Yeah. The parking lot's full. And I think it's because it's probably the favorite because the customer service is better than anywhere else. They actually have people who come and talk to you and ask what you want. They have that. But at McDonald's, it's like trying to get someone's attention at a McDonald's or a Burger King or something. You have to, like, stand in front of their face and wave at them. So, I don't know. That's, I think, why people go to Chick-fil-A. not even. When was the last time I went to a McDonald's or Burger King where someone wasn't speaking English? I don't know where you're going, but I've never had an issue with
it. I don't go to McDonald's. I just know what some of my friends tell me.
You have a lot of friends who really don't like it when people speak Spanish or have accents, but I haven't had an issue with that in DC or Baltimore. So
yes, that's very true. I have that in my friend category, as I would say. There are people that fit that description. All right, some more food news here. Frozen berry products sold under the store brands at Walmart and at the Save-A-Lot stores being recalled this week because of potential contamination with norovirus. Ah, a good new one. You got salmonella, you got listeria, you got E. coli, and now there's the norovirus.
I think that's worse in terms of the symptoms. Norovirus I got once from oysters, oysters, and that is, I couldn't get out of bed for 5 days. I couldn't keep a sip of water down. It was horrible. Salmonella is kind of gone in 24 hours, but norovirus, that hangs in there for a while, and it's horrible.
You don't poop this out. Alma Pack from Georgia recalling specific berry products after some testing of frozen blackberries reported to have tested positive for this. Recall products include 16-ounce packages of Great Value frozen blackberries that basically are sold at Walmart stores in the Southeast. Walmart released a list of stores that carry the berries. You can see that on their website. Also recall 12-ounce packages of Tipton Grove frozen mixed berries that are sold at the Save-A-Lot stores in Florida, North Carolina, New York, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. I don't know the Save-A-Lot stores. Is that a food store? What's Save-A-Lot? Is that like a dollar? What is that? Anyway, the food that has this stuff in it causes acute onset of gastroenteritis, severe nausea, sounds very pleasant, vomiting, diarrhea to the nth degree. Consumers who purchase the products urge to return them. Yes, do not throw them away. Bring them back and get your money back. All right? Even if there's only one berry left and you've been sick, you need to have the least thing you can do is give me your money back. So don't buy frozen. Why would you buy frozen berries this time of year anyway? The
smoothies.
Strawberries are great.
No, everybody buys frozen fruit for smoothies.
For smoothies?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't. I got some great
strawberries
in it.
But everyone else does.
All right, there's the quote of the day. I'm odd. Okay. Next food item, Hershey's candy has a problem, E-I-E-I-O. It makes a critically acclaimed candy bar that few people have heard about. The Take 5 bar. Have you heard of this?
I've had it maybe 3 times in my life. It's pretty good.
Caramel, peanuts, pretzels, peanut butter. Wow, sounds like a candy lover's dream. It just topped the L.A. Times candy bar power rankings. Talking about Chick-fil-A, this is it. Get Chick-fil-A for lunch and have a Hershey's Take 5 bar for dessert. Wow.
Healthy.
Hershey's, decide the issue with not selling enough of them was the green and black label. Didn't stand out enough. The brand didn't resonate with people. Hershey decided to elevate one of Take 5's 5 flavors, Reese's Peanut Butter. They're going to add Reese's to Take 5's name and logo on its wrappers to remind people about its most iconic ingredient. The candy bar has been sold since 2004, this Take 5 bar. I've never seen one, or if I have, I haven't paid any attention to it. I love the chocolate wrapped in all kinds of things. The new wrappers will feature Reese's eye-catching orange with a new Reese's Take 5 logo, but the ingredients will stay the same. So you said you had them. Carrie, anybody else had a Take 5 bar here?
I've never even heard of them. I've never seen them. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Although, truthfully, I don't eat candy bars, so I don't really look at that section of the store. But
snob.
Never heard of it.
Snob, candy snob.
No, I'm not. I just don't. I'm not. I don't crave sweets. I crave anything salty. I never crave anything sweet.
Really. That what Lewis is? Lewis is salty, eh?
He's salty.
Salty. Snap users able to use food stamps now to buy food online This ought to be good. Listen to this. Fresh Direct, Amazon Prime, ShopRite, many more services providing grocery delivery. Online grocery sales quadrupling over the next 5 years, it looks like. One important demographic that can benefit from these services up until now didn't have any access to them. The 43 million of us who use the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance, food stamps. USDA announcing that SNAP is rolling out a pilot project in New York City first and then expanding to some other states, allowing SNAP benefits to be used for online groceries. The first three SNAP partners are Walmart, Amazon, and ShopRite. Amazon's Prime Now grocery delivery be waiving the Prime annual membership fee for those who have SNAP. Vast majority of SNAP recipients work, 74% worked either in the month they use SNAP or in the year surrounding that month, usually in low-paying jobs. SNAP recipients are far more likely to live in an area without places nearby to get fresh produce. Delivery services with orders placed online could help improve their nutrition. Wasn't there some punchline to this that had to do with how many people are using these? They're trading them, selling them. Wasn't there, we have a story recently about a guy who owned a restaurant and was buying up the SNAP coupons to buy meat for his restaurant. I remember that.
That does sound familiar. Yeah, you're right. There was something about buying the meat mm-hmm. for his restaurant. It was like the worst kind of cuts of meat
awful.
That you can get. It's like government cheese, and it's not good.
Whether you pack your own lunch or you grab and go from the company cafeteria, making healthy lunch choices during work hours can be a struggle, especially on stressful days. Andy Solomon has some suggestions for you.
A new online survey conducted by the Harris Poll on behalf of the American Heart Association and Aramark found more than half of U.S. employees who typically eat lunch during work struggle to make it healthy. Dr. Ann Thorndike, volunteer nutrition expert for the American Heart Association and associate professor at Harvard Medical School.
This survey helps us to understand factors that influence lunch choices people make away from home. That's really important because more than three-quarters of U.S. employees say that they're more likely to make healthier decisions at other times of the day if they eat a healthy lunch at work.
Thorndike says system changes like improving the healthfulness of menus and marketing healthier food options in stores helps, but consumer choice will always be an important factor.
In the end, people still need to choose to eat healthy. Most employees are interested in improving the health of their lunch at work, which is good news.
For resources to help you eat healthier at work and at home, visit heart.org/healthyforlife.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen, the name to remember, not available in stores everywhere. Oh, wait a minute. Now it's available in stores everywhere. Good job, Doug. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
On the DJV program, is John Fogarty with CCR starting off our focus on Woodstock 50. Whoops, maybe back this time at a new venue. That's the announcement. First, though, let's listen to CCR and Bad Moon Rising for a moment. I don't know if I'm the only one here. Is a big CCR fan.
I love CCR. I saw Fogarty a couple years ago. He still sounds
fabulous.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, still got that big sort of smoky, husky voice. So there apparently is a smaller Woodstock 50 festival that could possibly be held in New York at a harness track and casino, the town of Vernon, New York. Its supervisor, Randy Watson, says that Woodstock 50 has applied for a permit to hold their concert at Vernon Downs, which is about 35 miles east of Syracuse. You can get there pretty easily on the interstate, Interstate 90, not far from Albany, actually. It's a nice farming community. Watson says the proposed capacity was 45,000-50,000 people, far smaller than the 150,000 planned for Watkins Glen, which was the original venue, if you remember. Vernon Downs owner Jeffrey Goral said they're close to signing a letter of intent that could host up to 65,000 people without any camping going on. This is right off the interstate. There's a I remember it was Interstate 10. State Route 10 is right there. I go to a lot of auctions and stuff down the road. And there's a gum manufacturing plant right there. I forget. I think it's Wrigley's, as a matter of fact. So that's the story about the return, or let's say the gig is not up, Victoria. Apparently the gig may be going to take place.
Hey, if they can pull it off, this is happening in August, so yeah. They better get going.
CCR, The Killers, Imagine Dragons, Raconteurs, Halsey, Santana, Cage the Elephant, Jay-Z, all scheduled to be at Woodstock 50. Next up, musically here on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug, Cassidy, Pope, has made a trip to Chicago Methodist Senior Services for her very first musician's on-call visit. Made the visit a few hours before she took to the stage on Friday at Chicago's Lake Shake Festival. She and 10 other female country singers made history with the very first all-girl lineup on opening night of that festival. For most of the musicians on call visits, Pope shared two of her songs from her latest album, Stages. One of them is called Take You Home, which is what you're listening to here. And then there's one more, Red Light. And also, she sang the patients' rooms, common areas, accommodating the needs of all the patients there. She was on an acoustic guitar. She asked everybody questions, answered the questions they asked of her, and had a pleasant conversation with everybody she met, according to people that were there. Musicians on Call brings live music to the bedsides of patients and healthcare facilities around the country. They deliver live in-room performances to patients undergoing treatment or unable to leave their beds. The artists add a dose of joy to the what would be pretty miserable existence for a lot of people in some of these healthcare facilities, you'd be sure of that. Besides Chicago, the program is in 16 other locations, New York, L.A., some of the bigger cities. Later that night, after her own set, Cassidy watched sets from Miranda Lambert, the Pistol Annies, Maren Morris, Lindsay L. I don't know who's she country singer, I'm guessing, right?
Uh-huh.
Ron Elena. Yeah, okay. Good for them. That's very good. That's a wonderful message.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. military confirming that two American soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. No details given about how they died, and their names have been withheld for now. At least six U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan this year. Meanwhile, yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was saying that the U.S. and the Taliban may be able to reach a peace deal by September.
The core of America's Afghanistan talks is a resolve that terrorists can never again exploit Afghanistan for their evil purposes. We are intensely grateful for India's advice and support to ensure that we are successful in this endeavor.
Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin now says the U.S. and China have almost come to an agreement on a new trade deal, saying it's about 90% there, and he believes President Trump and the Chinese president can make further progress at the G20 summit this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Now at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off. With savings that big, you'll be the president of printing.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. And online, with free overnight delivery on HP Ink at Staples.com.
And 629, restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Four at the hour now, bringing life to things happening around us and a positive outlook on what's happening. This is the DJV program on our way for another half hour. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. I already told you who I was, but it's worth repeating because I'm very important. My name is Doug Steffen. See, I do stuff just like that so
and
I can crack
totally-
you up.
Totally humble, what? Too, by the way.
Very yes. Humble. So absolutely. Humble. In a moment, I'm going to, I think we ought to think a little bit more about what we're getting into here. It's the 4th of July next week, vacation time. Matter of fact, Victoria has some important travel news for us right now.
Yeah, well, we all know to cancel your plans to the Dominican Republic. So if you're now looking for a new place to go, you may want to stay stateside. And U.S. News and World Report has just released their annual rankings of the best vacation destinations. Anybody want to guess what the number one spot is?
Around the country or around the world?
Around the country, in the U.S.
In Hawaii.
This country?
Actually, no. That's not number one, but that did make the island of Maui was the only destination on the list. I'll give you a hint. That's not a national park.
Oh, that's not it. Grand Canyon.
Yes, that's number one. That is the best place to visit in the USA. And national parks claimed four of the top five spots on the list, with Yosemite, Yellowstone, and Glacier National Parks coming in at second, third, and fifth. And the Haleakala National Park on Maui, which is the volcano there, which you can bike down. It's super fun. That is the only destination
super
that was
fun,
not a national park.
Not a volcano going.
it's dormant. Yeah, that volcano's dormant. But so those are the top five places to go in the U.S. And if you would like to venture outside of the U.S., anyone want to guess what the number one best place in the world is to visit?
Dubrovnik.
According to these rankings? Yeah.
No. Not Dubrovnik?
Nope.
In the whole world, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Give us a hint.
It's a major city.
London?
No, Paris.
Paris, good job, Dougie.
Yeah. That's the number one place. And another major European city,
why?
Rome, took... Paris. Well, they say, okay, here... Okay,
beautiful,
here is,
but hard.
Here is the reason that Paris won. Stellar attractions, world-class cuisine, and charming atmosphere. Those are the reasons that it won.
Louvre, fascinating place.
It is.
Don't pronounce the R-E on it, either.
Louvre.
Louvre.
The Louvre. I was taught in French
he keeps
in
saying
eighth grade to use... It's called Louvre.
Well, actually, the Louvre is fine, but I actually like the Musée d'Orsay better, which is kind of cool. Yeah, there's a lot of...
Snob.
Yeah, well, you know. Anyway, so another major European city, Rome, took number three on the list in terms of best places around the world. And number two stayed New Zealand's South Island, earned its second place spot for a combination of stunning scenery, once-in-a-lifetime experiences, like bungee jumping and things like that, and affordable activities.
So. Okay, if you want to really enjoy something in Italy, there's a little town on the west. It's actually right across from Dubrovnik in Yugoslavia. It's P-A-L-U, Palu. It's a wonderful little Italian town. It's one of those towns that time has forgotten, and you can feel like a real Italian there. It's a tourist spot, but kind of not really, because everybody wants to go to Rome, or they want to go to Genoa, or Milano, or they want to go down to Sicily. But this is a neat, sweet little town. I thought it was when I was there anyway. All right, let's see what else is new on our forum here. As long as we're talking about traveling and how things slow down. I guess my question to you all is really life slower at this time of year? Does the summer seem like it's slower? I was thinking about this on the first day of summer last week. There was something so sweet, so graceful, so wonderful about the first day of summer. You pass over from spring into summer. Does it feel different? It just felt different, and usually does when I think back on it. I don't know if it's because of the farm, and we can get more work done, but life seems less intense in the summertime. Fewer, again, I'm not really the best person, because the farm life that I lead is packed full of all kinds of stuff from now until when the weather gets bad. But after graduation time, and school work seems to slow down a little bit for a lot of people. Do you feel that? There's a crescendo that comes around school being over and summer starting. Am I the only one who feels that way, or do you think that that's realistic?
I think there should be. I don't know that I have felt it, but I think that there should be, for sure. Yeah.
I feel like the summer is going by so fast already. We're at the end of June.
Time goes.
Know?
Yeah, time. Listen,
and we've had so much rain and bad weather. I don't know. Living on the beach now, I just kind of feel like I'm being robbed with my beach
time. If you want to be really negative about it, I said as we started the half hour, let's be positive about everything. But from now on, you lose 2 seconds, 20 seconds, 60 seconds of light every day until we head into November and December. We've had our longest day of the year last week.
Thanks.
There you go. I'll see you there. I feel for summertime, it's neat. There's nothing I like better. And this is one of the dreams that I have. I'd have a little place on a beach somewhere that I could go to one night a week down on, just before you go over the Bourne Bridge in Bourne or Mashpee, Massachusetts, with some great, cute little houses. And they have the best fried clams anywhere. Fried onion rings. Huh? What about, that's the simplest of pleasures.
It's about the fried food for you?
Well, I don't know what it means. I don't know why it is. Fried food is no good for you, and I always get an upset stomach when I have it now, because I just don't eat that much of it. But there's something about the smell, and going by a place called Frates, F-R-A-T-E-S, on the road into the Cape. And what it really does is bring back memories from when I was a kid. Isn't that what summer is about?
Yeah.
When you really think about it? Yeah, yep. That's what it was like.
When Think about that anticipation when you were getting ready to get out of school. And yeah. You just oh, yeah.
Riding that your was, bike down the Cape. I remember doing that when I was a kid.
I love the Cape. Cape Cod is so beautiful.
The Cape is, the traffic is horrible, but yeah. If you can get someplace where you don't, you know, you go the right day at the right time. That is one of the things of, in the rest of my life, I have discretionary income. That's what I'm going to do. Because there's something about going down.
Retire to the Cape and
not retire.
Eat fried food?
No, I'm not going to retire.
That doesn't sound terrible, actually.
I know, it sounds pretty good.
there's kind of a neat feel to that, I think, anyway. All right, so let's see. Some names in the news. I thought it was interesting, all these billionaires that have stood up in the last couple of days. George Soros, Abigail Disney, one of the founders of Facebook, among those who had... some sort of a this was some kind of a press conference. They're calling on the candidates to increase taxes for the wealthy to address the problem. They say it is a problem, income inequality. But is this the way to do it? What's different about George Soros or any of these other people? I mean, Abigail Disney was born into it. She didn't do anything to make the money. She was born into the Disney family. So, okay, maybe that's it. But if you make it, does it make a difference if you've made it yourself versus you got it as a trust fund? I think it's easy for people who have trust funds to say, and I'm not saying that people with equal amounts of money ought not to do it. That's up to them, though. I don't want to be shamed if it were me. I wouldn't be shamed. I'd say, okay, I'll do it if I want to, not because somebody tells me I ought to. It's up to you. Look at all the wealthy people. Look at the wonderful good the Gates Foundation has done and what Warren Buffett has done. He's given away half of his money already. And now since he gave away half of his money, he's already earned it back, which I get a big kick out of. And that's the case with most of you. You know, they say they make a big play. Well, we're going to give away half of our money. But the way they have invested in most of the funds that are around where the very wealthy go, that stuff, you mean it just cranks it up. And so, it's a nice thought, and I don't take away from them, but I don't want somebody, there's a guilt attached to it, the way it was presented, for me anyway. When I read between the lines, I thought somebody was shaming me, or not me, but whoever it is that has money, to do what they did. You made a decision, do it, good for you. But don't tell me or anybody else they ought to do it because you're doing it. Do it because you want to do it. I believe that's the message. That's what Michael Bloomberg has done. He's been very quiet about it. By the way, in our most recent podcast at djvshow.com, we talk about Bloomberg's new technology contest. Pretty amazing prize. The latest death from the Dominican Republic. Also, we talk about in the latest podcast, White House's new plan to try and solve the Israeli-Palestine conflict. That's front and center in our podcast. We also talk about the latest win for the U.S. women's soccer team and the not-so-great flight that the Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton took over the weekend. That's a great story. Visit our website, djvshow.com. Listen to all the podcasts. You can connect with us on social media as well at facebook.com/djvshow or on Twitter at djvshow. And you can listen live. You can go to djvshow.com and hit the listen button and listen to the program any time of day. That's the story from the DJV program where it's 44 at the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Did you know that women are 3 times more likely to suffer from migraine than men? Hi, I'm State Senator Christina Castro, and I'd like to recognize this June as National Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. Migraine can cause severe pain that lasts for hours or even days, and it impacts more than 37 million Americans. If you experience migraine, you're not alone. There are resources available from your doctor and employer to help effectively manage migraine symptoms. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Couple of names in the news. God love you, three of you, all of you. John Sanders stepping down as the director of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He says his resignation is effective next week. He made the announcement in a statement sent to agency employees. Reports that migrant children facing widespread neglect and inhumane living conditions. So is that the way to fix the problem and get rid of him? Is he the problem? I guess that's the question. Somebody must think he's the problem or he wouldn't be getting booted. Right?
Well, he actually quit, from what I hear. He didn't actually get asked to leave.
Booted?
So,
no.
Yeah. Huh. There's
what do you think? What do you think of this guy?
I don't. To be honest, I don't know much about him. Actually, I think that the Border Patrol has a really tough job. I think that they're asked to do a lot of things with not enough resources or support from the government and from Congress, and so maybe it's just enough. I don't know.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson shared an emotional post on Instagram, not holding back on details of her abrupt relationship finale with French soccer player Adil Rami, who looks to be about half her age. Is that the story? Was it last week she was in love with Julian Assange?
Yeah. And then apparently she popped up on the Hills reboot the other night. So I don't know what.
Pamela Anderson?
Yes. Yeah. She. Yeah. I didn't watch it, but she apparently was on it.
The new. Wasn't there some porn thing released about her last week? Do I remember that, too? What are we talking about?
Well, you would probably know more than us.
All right, Melania Trump's senior aide, Stephanie Grisham, new White House press secretary. When did she start, Jennifer?
I think immediately.
Sarah
Sanders had her goodbye party last night. So I think Trump's going to go to the G20, and I think that'll be her first big trip. And she's not getting rid of her job as Melania's spokesperson. She's keeping that.
Really?
She's going to be the press secretary for the president, and she's going to be the director of communications. So, yeah.
Really? That
big,
was Bill Shine's
job. Right. A lot of new jobs. Yep.
All right. There it is. White House personnel changes. 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanoi.
What am I missing here?
Can I tell you what you're missing?
Bring me the tears. These guys love to do that from this song.
Yeah. It is, Doug. I posted yesterday on Facebook, does anyone else cry when they hear Puff the Magic Dragon like I do? And the response has been amazing. Everyone cries.
Ladies make fun of me when I hear the song and I get teary-eyed. They make fun of me.
Warren, he actually, like, legit cried on the air the last time we played this song. And when you posted that yesterday, Kara sent me a screenshot. She said, oh, my God. We've got to play the song for the two of them.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
But some of the responses were amazing. Like, you know, Warren, did you really know this song's about smoking marijuana?
Right, that's what I said.
Doug. Not to me, it isn't. It's a boy.
He got
losing
done that all weepy.
Pet dragon.
Yeah, he's like, why did the puff have to die?
Exactly my point. Exactly.
That's why Warren and I are bonded from birth, because of things like that.
We should do other songs that make you cry. What's that one with the pony, the girl loses a horse, Wildfire?
Any Dolly Parton song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a list of do not play songs because it makes Doug cry. So.
Very funny. All right, so we got that taken care of. 4th of July is next week, Warren. How do we keep our dogs? We had a big deal on the farm over the weekend, a reenactment of the Civil War, and the cannons were blasting away, and the cows got a little bit excited about it. And I had to take Daisy and put her in the truck and take her away because she got upset. It's not something you want to have your dogs around. So fireworks coming up. What do we do to protect our dogs from fireworks noises?
Twofold. Number one, I'm going to give you some things that you can do right away. Then I'm going to tell you how you can prevent the noise phobia in the future. First of all, and really important, is keep your dog inside. I don't care if it's a fenced yard, 6 foot, 8 foot fence. If they get panicky and nervous, they'll find a way out.
Yep.
So keep them inside. Give them a safe place within the house, a comfortable room to hide in. And if your dog, I'm not a big fan of crates, but if your dog happens to be crate trained, leave the crate open so it can go in for comfort. And ambient noise. Make sure the radios are on, the TVs are on as loud as you can possibly deal with it. And here's something we've talked about before, but not in conjunction with the 4th of July. Make sure that your microchips and your IDs are up to date. I've seen people that they move from Chicago to California, and their phone number from Chicago is on their ID tag. It's going to do them a lot of good. So make sure your ID tag's up to date. And if you have a chip, contact the chip company if you got the dog from a shelter or a rescue, and make sure that chip has the current information on it. Skip the celebration, as I said. Stay home and keep your pets busy with toys and treats. Now, that's what you can do right now. However, to prepare for this, you can download the sound effects of every firework on the market. And what you do over a period of 3 or 4 months, if you play them at a very low volume, barely audible, so the dog or cat isn't reacting, then over a period of days, you increase the volume a little bit at a time, making sure that every time the dog or cat hears it, something positive. We call that counter conditioning. If you do that every day over a period of months, sooner or later, the dog or cat will become desensitized to the sound of 4th of July. Same thing we did when I was overseas training dogs not to be afraid of gunfire. You desensitize them to the noise, or make them associate the noise with something positive. So that's the long run. In the short term, stay inside, watch a good TV show, keep your dog or cat on your lap.
Yep, 4th of July fireworks are always detrimental, I think, to humans as well as to dogs.
Doing, which is an amazing idea. Some people are actually going into the shelters. Volunteers are going into the shelters and spending the 4th of July with the dogs and cats in the shelters as volunteers to keep them calm and mellow with all the noise going around. What a great idea that is.
It is an idea. Speaking of great ideas, IKEA has a pilot program to help shelter animals. They're starting in Australia, trying to minimize waste and improve the lives of the dogs and cats and animals and that sort of thing. The pilot program offers a textile take-back opportunity, allowing customers that would come in to bring bedding, blankets, and towels for pets. Pretty good idea, huh? Quilts, quilt covers, sheets, if they're of acceptable quality.
Yeah.
This is a good idea.
I'm on the board of directors for an organization called Blankets of Love, and what they do is they collect blankets and towels and stuff like that constantly, and they bring them to shelters. The bottom line is some of the shelters won't let the dogs use them, which absolutely drives me crazy.
Why?
But anything, because they figure the dogs will rip them up, they'll get dirty, we've got to wash them, it's more work for the people.
Listen, this is what I do. Are they there for themselves, or are they there for the dogs?
Thank you, Doug. You know exactly what my response is. This is like
you can't feed homeless people with extra food in the restaurant because it's against the law. What the hell? What are you, nuts?
Exactly.
This is perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Bring the blankets for the dogs. Let them feel comfortable. Let them feel like they're at home, at least if they're at the shelter. Spend some. It drives me nuts. But what a great idea for IKEA to do
it.
And I hope more companies will do it to encourage people to donate blankets and get them out to the dogs and cats at the shelters that need them.
The only IKEA I've ever been into is the one in Burbank. And I was thinking about where you'd put these blankets. You walk in the door there. It's a great idea. Good for them. Good for you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on the DJV Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.